track 13 and a very short roundup of the sport, because as you can imagine, not a lot was happening this last weekend. For the second weekend in a row, in almost unprecedented circumstances, every single Southwest Peninsula League fixture fell foul of the weather. Both the Premier East and the Premier West were completely wiped out as the storms continued to wreak havoc on the football calendar. So they'll have to do some catching up of matches soon, I expect. And once again, however, AstroTurf surfaces were the only saviour for the South Devon Football League schedule. The majority of fixtures fell foul of the weather this weekend, with just five going ahead across the five divisions. Paignton Saints, second 11, were beaten 4-3 on Saturday, and it was the turn of their first 11 to lose out by a single goal at Coach Road this time round. Lakeside Athletic were the visitors at the Devon FA headquarters, and they returned to Plymouth with all 3 points. They now sit third in the Premier Division. The only other top-flight clash to survive saw the Windmill overcome Chudley Athletic at Ivybridge Community College. Cancellations up and down the country are contributing to further worries of fixture congestion for managers, and Buckland Athletic have already had two Western League games called off in 2026 due to the storms, and today would likely have been a third had they been originally scheduled to take to the field, which they weren't. We have draws for Ashmore Women's and Men's Seconds in the hockey, with Petrock Division 1, Ashmore Women's First 11-1, Devonport Services Second 11-1. And in South Division 2, Ashmore Men's Second 11 won, University of Exeter Men won. In some England Hockey National League Conference West, Team Bath Buccaneers were nil to Ashmore Men's First 11 won. So not high-scoring matches by any stretch of the imagination. And in rugby, patched-up Tynmouth Rugby Football Club went down 68-7 at Weybridge in South West 2. And I'm afraid that's just about all we have for you for this week's sports.